Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Not getting enough Triple M footy? Or did you miss something and need to go back and have another listen? Get the Triple M NRL podcast. It's available right now on the Triple M NRL app. One, two, three,
four. Another week done and dusted. The weekend is here for McDonald's. This is Triple M footy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Saturday Triple M NRL. 2 hours to share with you before kickoff. The Roosters take on the Knights right here at the beautiful Sydney Cricket Ground. A few of the players milling around on the field earlier, just testing the hallowed turf, see how it feels. It certainly looks a picture. It should be a terrific deck for what promises to be a great game of rugby league. Both the sides not desperate for win, but certainly very, very keen to do just that.
Looks fast, doesn't it?
It does look fast.
Well,
depends who's running, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's
it's not fast.
when you rock up and you see a field like that, you get very excited.
Do you Gurgies look at that and you go, yeah, that was what I'd be like to be playing on?
No, not really.
Really? That's because you can't even see it because you can't see past your Origin champions.
Yeah. No, I can't see the ground. How does it look?
it looks a picture. The Panthers, as a look at the Tai Pau scoreboard, Tuca for the Dragons, 40-18. The Warriors over the Sharks, 19-18. We'll speak to Blake Green, of course, who kicked the winning field goal for the Warriors. Had a good chat with Anthony Seibold just a moment ago. But right now, it is time for this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Yeah, simple operation here. Throw a few things at you. You tell me whether you're buying, selling or holding. Let's go first with the Panthers. They were the good news story out of last night. The Dragons obviously at the other end of that scale. But through that, tell me this. The Panthers, they need to keep James Maloney. There's all sorts of talk about him going overseas and disappearing from the foot of the mountains. Are you buying, selling or holding? The Panthers need to keep Jimmy Maloney.
I'm going to buy. I think Gerd said it well earlier that, yeah, they've got all of these young players coming through, but there is a lot of inexperience. So to have a head like James Maloney there would be good. And to mentor Jerome Luai, you know, eventually he and Nathan Cleary would work well together. But I think Jimmy Maloney is good to have around the group as well. And I think, as Gerd said, good for the game. I love, you know, when you go to media opportunities, everyone always the first person they request, whether it's a Penrith media op or even a Blues media op, everyone wants to speak to James Maloney. So I'd love to see him here for another year.
All right, Del?
Yeah, look, man, I'm buying. Mate, he's, you know, every now and then you like watching players and you just go, he's like he's playing in the backyard, mate. He has fun. I think he's sledging Dufty last night. And then when he didn't get picked in the first Origin game, you know, the media or us guys asked him, you know, he goes, well, you know, Freddie, you know, they know what I can do. You know, I just love him. He's a larrikin and just has fun with it. And yeah, they need him for another year, I reckon, because sometimes when you offload those older guys too early, you struggle because he's not just good on the field, but off the field too. You know, he's a bit of a, yeah.
I think I know what you're doing. Good.
I'll buy.
Given it's your campaign.
I'll have a little nibble.
You'll have a nibble with that.
Yep.
All right, the other man, of course, there's conversation about whether he stays or goes is Angus Crichton. Now, he missed out after the Origin one. He was dropped after that loss in the first Origin. He's playing from the bench with the Roosters, and there's conversation about a move to rugby. Of course, as a kid, he played rugby union. So whether that's on the cards or not, the question is, losing Angus Crichton would benefit the Roosters.
You're buying, selling, or holding?
Yeah, that's almost
cruel.
Like, I mean, I don't understand the question, Tony. So losing Angus, how would it benefit the Roosters? They'd be a better team without him.
The Roosters should get rid of him.
So in relation to the salary cap.
Yeah.
How much is he on?
He's on about 800,000 or 900,000.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to sell. I think Angus is going through a little bit of a transition at the moment. I actually heard Robbo give a really good interview about what they're doing with him the other day. That was enlightening and gave us an indication of the program that he's on. And he's just moving him around at the moment, trying to let him understand some other positions on the field because he thinks that taking some of the key elements from those positions and applying them to his trade there at on the edge as a back rower is going to be beneficial for him moving forward. I like that chat. I think he's a good player. He hasn't been as good this year as we expected there at the Roosters, but I don't think losing him is a good thing for the Roosters, no.
Okay, Em?
I don't think losing him is a great thing. I honestly think eventually down the track he probably will go back to rugby at some stage. He and Cam Murray used to play against each other, and I've interviewed them, and Cam said, no, well, rugby league was always in my blood because his father played, but Angus said, you know, I always was, you know, rugby through and through. So whilst I think maybe eventually he will, I think it's good for the Roosters to have him. I think it's great for him to stay there with Trent Robinson mentoring him, because he just seems to get the best out of everyone. And just because he's not starting in the back row right now, you know, it doesn't mean all of a sudden there's an issue and he's not happy and there's a bit of tension. You know, it's pretty easy to just create a story out of that, but I don't think that's the case.
Tony, if you would have asked, losing Angus Crichton would benefit the Roosters if you replaced him with Tyson Frizzell, for instance, would be a different question.
We just heard in our news Tyson Frizzell denying those rumours that he's...
But that was the rumour through the week that Tyson had links with the Roosters that Angus might potentially go back to rugby.
But Paul McGregor has come out as well and said that, you know, Tyson is, you know, he's a good family man, a good father.
But Tyson, I mean,
natural fit for a dragon.
Angus... Well, if he gets through a rocky period and with Trent Robinson there, like, he'll come good.
Absolutely.
He's got so much potential.
He had a couple of, like, really good years, and he's just, you know, played it out a little bit. But, look, he's so good to have in rugby league, but not just on the field, off the field. So I like him. He'll come through this and he'll be better for it.
Yeah.
Del, the Gold Coast Titans should be relocated.
Oh. I think they should. It's just disappointing. They haven't got the crowds there. Players.
It's the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah,
players don't want to go there. When they do go there, they don't really kick on. Like, you know, I saw some of the payments, some of the players. Like, I can't believe Joy Arrow's not in your top five or top six paid players. But, like, yeah,
he will be in the next contract.
Yeah, of course he will. But I like how he said that he wants to stay. He'll definitely earn his money. So, yeah.
We'll talk in a moment with Ben Dobbin. There might be rumours about them doing a bit of a split from where they play and summer games in Brisbane. Because certainly if they're relocated, that's one of the things. Maybe to be the second Brisbane team. Should they be relocated? Are you buying that, Gerds?
I'm going to hold, Tony. No. I need a little bit more information. Look, I think having a game every week up there at Suncorp Stadium makes sense because they certainly get the people up there and there's the appetite for it. But obviously, yeah, gee, a lot of detail to go into that one. So I'm going to hold.
Okay. Em?
I'm going to hold again. There's lots of information, and without having a suggestion of where they should relocate to, I think it would be silly of me to suggest they should be relocated.
All right, well, maybe you can just hold.
Wendell's the headline. Yeah, he's just throwing them out.
You're both held. Okay.
Okay, Wendell, where should they relocate to?
Brisbane, Southeast Queensland.
Okay, well, look, you can hold until we speak to Ben Dobbin. He might have all the answers.
Absolutely. You happy with that?
He's there, and he's going to give that to us next. Saturday Triple M NRL. Rock the Casbah, Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon. We are at the SCG, looking beautiful for the Roosters, taking on the Knights. 3 o'clock kickoff. Sterlo will join us around 2:30 very shortly. We'll chat to James Maloney as well. It is all happening right now. We were talking about the Titans, the notion of the Gold Coast relocating. I know that Ben Dobbin broke some news during the week, the idea that perhaps even now they may play some games in Brisbane as a precursor to moving. Dobbo joins us right now. G'day, buddy.
How are we, guys? Happy Saturday.
Yeah, how good is it? A beautiful day here for footy. So what's going to happen on that Gold Coast? There's so many different things, permutations, obviously, with Mal looking at in terms of coaching, but also this positioning. What's in your gut and in your head?
There's no question that the Titans want to try and make some money. Darryl Kelly and the Brazils obviously own the Gold Coast Titans, and there's a clear mandate that, you know, they've been hemorrhaging some cash over the course of the last couple of years. Now, the big thing is for them is that there's obviously been a conversation that's taken place that not everybody in the Titans was aware of, and that was between Chris Johns, John Rebo, the Frizzells, and obviously the ownership, and that was about a potential to obviously take a few games to Brisbane or the long-term shift from the Gold Coast Titans, rename the South East Queensland Titans, see and play a few more games in Brisbane. There's no doubt that there's an appetite for another team in Brisbane. Maybe this was the way. Now, once it leaked, and it came out of Parliament House, and the reason it came out of the Queensland Parliament was because there'd been some chat between obviously owners or potential owners and whether or not there'd be some support from the government should that happen, some funding. I know Suncorp Stadium had had some discussions. I know certain major sponsors and sponsorship teams had been spoken to and quietly briefed about it. But when it broke, everybody's gone to ground. This story has been denied by everybody from the Gold Coast Titans and said it won't happen, it won't happen, it won't happen. But there were discussions that were taking place for this to happen. Now, maybe they're saying we might shift two games. I was hearing it was a lot more. It was a lot more than two games. When will we see this happen? I think we'll just get through the season and we see a new coach. I mean, Chris Johns, his best mate, one of his best mates, Kevin Walters, John Rebo, he owns the league's clubs in Brisbane. You know, it makes sense that they would want to have a go. There's another team that needs to be in Brisbane, but, you know, the Gold Coast, the NRL, they want to keep a team on the Gold Coast as well. So do you shift Billy Moore's theory? Was you bring the North Sydney Bears back and you join them with the Burley Bears that are on. They've got a leagues club there and a leagues club in Sydney. They stay on the Gold Coast and you shift the Gold Coast Titans. But it's a long bow to get that. But look, where there's smoke, there's fire in rugby league, as we normally know. And despite denials, how many times have we seen it? Normally, some of this normally comes to fruition.
It's such a bizarre thing, isn't it, the Gold Coast, in terms of it being the Bermuda Triangle for footy clubs? Because right now, the Suns up there are having a similar issue. I know that Jonathan Brown came out and said, take them to Tasmania. It's just a massive issue for any code, isn't it?
Well, I'm not quite sure. And I mean, Gerge, you can weigh in a bit on this in the sense that, I mean, winning builds numbers. And the Titans, through some bad decisions and management bad decisions, and I mean, you know, it was only, you know, in their third year they made a prelim, but since then it's been nothing. But, you know, Michael Searle, that whole fiasco, obviously Neil Henry and the Jared Hayne to try and make some noise, and then he didn't like it, and then he got ousted because he didn't get on with Jared Hayne, and Jared Hayne left, and then obviously Garth Brennan, and who wasn't their first choice, but apparent from all reports, was overruled, and he got the gig, and 18 months later, he's been punted. So, I mean, there's been a litter of bad decisions. I think the thing that the Titans need to make first and foremost is the right decision for this coach. And if they get a coach, and I'm not in any way pushing Kevin Walters as Barrow, but a bloke like Kevin Walters will instantly have and draw support from more than just the Gold Coast, because people love him and he's a winner. And so then you get some corporate dollars coming in, then you get some interest around the club, and then you can build.
I would really like to see the club, you know, stay as it is for the moment and give this new ownership. I mean, how long have the Frizzells been?
2 years.
Two years. Give them an opportunity. Obviously, you know, the first decision they made with Garth probably wasn't the right one, and we know what's come with that. But maybe with this second one, with a little bit more experience and consulting guys like Mao, they get this decision right. And look at the Melbourne Storm. I mean, you know, when we do get an expansion model right, we've seen how successful it can be. And now that we've got, you know, private ownership there and some people with their skin in the game, hopefully they're going to make some better decisions in the future and give it an opportunity then to have a successful organisation up there. And you're right, Dubbo, see if that can breed more excitement about the team.
I'm surprised, I'm surprised this hasn't been mentioned now, but Wayne Bennett, when he was sacked from the Brisbane Broncos, made an approach to a third party to the Gold Coast Titans and said that he would be willing to go to the Titans for $600,000 a year roundabouts. And it was rejected. It was openly rejected, and it's been said on a few occasions there's no way. But he wanted to go to the Titans. I just wonder if we'd be having these discussions about the Titans now, because their roster, although they had Leone Ladu, Bryce Cartwright, they've got some, and the Ash Taylor dramas, it is a better roster than other NRL teams if you're on paper. So I think if you compare at the start of the season, the Titans, the Manly, the Titans even to the Bulldogs, you'd be going, well, you know, they're probably a better roster, but they haven't performed. I just wonder whether or not, had they said, look, we're biting the bullet, Wayne Bennett for 2 years, whether or not they'd be in a different position, whether or not they'd be challenging the eight, which they thought they would be, but they need to get this pick right. And you're right, the Frizzells and Darryl Kelly and Dennis White and Mal Meninga, whoever this coach is, he needs to be of a high profile. I don't think Tim Sheens is the answer, which some areas of the media have sort of thrown a bit of support behind. But certainly there needs to be a career coach, and one that knows And he's got to have some time because this is going to be a slow build. It's a rebuild again.
Why don't you think someone like Tim Sheens is a good idea, Dobbo? Because it's probably hard for a rookie coach to come in, but then they're not going to probably attract someone like a Craig Bellamy with so much experience. And, yeah, sure, maybe they should have got Bennett when they had the opportunity, but is there not a chance for an experienced coach like a Sheens to have maybe 2 years to then mentor an Adam O'Brien or a Craig Fitzgibbon? You don't like that idea?
Well, I don't mind the idea of a bloke like Jeff Toovey going there because I think that I think Sheens, and no disrespect to him, an unbelievable coach. He's down in Canberra this weekend celebrating the 30-year anniversary to the 1989 Grand Final. There's so much to like about what he's done, but I think at some point you've got to move on. And I mean, you know, unless you're in the game, this game's changing so much. I don't necessarily know. I mean, I think they got it wrong when they sacked Neil Henry. But I think a Jeff Toovey, yeah, 100%. In my eyes, Kevin Walters is the pick. And I'm not saying that only because I'm friends with him. I just think that he's proven enough at top-level coaching that he's a winner. And they need somebody who knows how to win. And they need somebody to know how the right decision.
They Origin, also need... Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
They
stop
also...
for a minute, guys. I just need to stop for 2 seconds. I'm at Eagle Farm at the races, and they're just running past me. Come on, number two!
I think they desperately need an identity out there at the Gold Coast.
Sure.
And they need. I think they've got a blue collar community around there, and I think they need a team that, you know, the people who turn up for every week that they know are going to give 100%, and they can feed off that underdog tag and being, you know, Brisbane's. I know they don't want to be their little brother, but they're obviously the high flying Broncos who have, you know, had so much success. I think, you know, the Gold Coast people need a team that they can really connect to, has similar identity to how they see themselves. And I think Neil Henry was on that right path where he built a side that was, you know, performing every week with the roster that they had. And I think if you create that environment around the team that's playing there on every couple of weeks, maybe the fans are going to buy into a side that they can connect with. But at the moment, there just doesn't seem to be that connection between, you know, the local community, the team and the supporters.
Yeah, and they're doing some great things in the community. This is the thing. I mean, the work that they've done, and Garth Brennan needs to be, you know, congratulated about this. The development at the schools and everything like that. I mean, we've got to remember the Broncos, they've been doing this for 30 years now. Like, they've been going hard at it for 30 years. And they go to schools. And the Titans, they've come off the long runoff. They've started going to the schools. They've started doing the community work. But it takes so much time. You're not going to get results overnight. Look, it was Garth Brennan's team, and he got it wrong. He got it wrong with some of the picks. You've got to be congratulating. Like Mo Fortuaca, you know, unbelievable. Yep. He's the future there. AJ Brimson, the future. Like, they've got some big names, you know, Jai Whitbread, all these guys who, you know, like, you go, these guys are going to be superstars. It's just going to take some time. They need to put some serious names there. And the only way you get names at the moment, and Canberra went through this a few years ago, is you're going to have to pay overs for blokes to start off with. But when you've got a halfback who this weekend is literally playing in Ilfracombe for Tweed Seagulls in Get Back to the Country week of the Intra Super Cup in Ash Taylor, and he's on $1 million a year, you've got some dramas.
Yeah, indeed. All right, and always reporting on those dramas. Dobbo, thank you so much. Great to talk.
Good on you guys.
There he goes, Ben Dobbin. The Gold Coast Schoolies, that's a good name. That might work. We have plenty ahead. James Maloney, will chat with him next on the back of that terrific win for the Panthers. Saturday, Triple M NRL.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Let's go! Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Tony Squires with you at the Sydney Cricket Ground. 3 o'clock kickoff. The Roosters taking on the Knights. Should be a great game of footy. Last night it was the Panthers far too good for the Dragons, 40-18. Although it wasn't the case at halftime. Looked like there was a game on, but the Panthers just absolutely smashed it in the second half. And no small part thanks to James Maloney, who joins us right now. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Did you see it coming at halftime? The difference in what was, you know, that first half, it was quite tight, a bit of grinding going on. The second half, everything you guys touched, gold.
Yeah, look, I thought we started the game really well, and then there was probably a period towards the back end of that second half where they got a bit of momentum and they started, you know, really running really hard and got a few tries back. So we knew what we had to do and how we needed to do it, but it was yeah, it was really pleasing that we could go out and do it so well in the second half.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Emma Lawrence. I know that Ivan put faith in these young guys, the likes of Brian To'o and Brent Naden, but surely they've exceeded expectations. They've just been incredible the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been quite a few. Obviously, Nato and Ben's coming up have been, you know, they bring a lot of energy and obviously they're very talented players, but they also just bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I think Mitch Kenny's been really good too. He sort of works his ass off for us every week. So, I think that's been a big play. It helps, bring a lot of energy to the side when all these young guys come through and they're just buzzing every week. And, it's nice that we're sort of starting to find the style of football that best suits us. And, we're prepared to play footy.
Jimmy, I like how you talk to the refs, mate. You sort of try to get your point across, but even last night, mate, I couldn't believe Kikau got sent off for that. What's the game coming to, mate?
Yeah, I think it's obviously they've brought in this rule on late hits to, protect halves and that, which I think's a good rule, but I just think they're all a bit whistle happy now. And, the reason the rule was brought in was sort of those late sets off when the back's turned and you're not engaging the line and those sort of things, which really we had to get out of the game. But I just think, they haven't sort of got the understanding, I don't think, at the moment of why the rule was brought in. I think, when the guy's face on, engaging the line and the guy's going at him, you can't just stop, on a sixpence and pull out and things like that. And, as a halfback, if you take the ball to the line, you've got to be prepared to wear a hit. But, if you're sort of, drifting across field and let the ball go and you cop one in the back, then that's sort of probably the reason it was brought in and what we were trying to eradicate.
100%.
Jimmy, what'd you make of the Dufty play on Naden and to stop that try? And what did the referee say about that when you questioned it?
Yeah, I found that interesting because obviously, I thought it was a blatant shoulder charge, which obviously they agreed because they penalised it.
Yep.
And as far as I know, shoulder charges are almost an automatic 2-week offence, I think. Like they're pretty heavily weighted, so I don't know how an offence like that can then not carry a sin bin and that, I just don't know. I suppose when you talk about professional fouls, that's when you're in the act of scoring, which is where this was as well. So, I don't know. I sort of, brought it up to them, but, sometimes I don't like talking to you that much. They just like to make their decision and move on.
They might just be sick of you, mate, what do you reckon? how you feeling, buddy, at the moment? Obviously, we're seeing some halves and they've been rested and you played two of the games at Origin and you came back and played last week without sort of Nathan and you rang the coach and said you'd be sweet after what was probably a bit of a big night celebrating on the Wednesday. But how are you feeling physically and mentally at the moment?
No, I'm feeling really good at the moment. They gave me a few days off after the backup on Friday, so I didn't go back in till Wednesday. So took the family and got away for 3 nights and freshened up. And then the same this week, I won't go back till Wednesday. So they're looking after me loads through training and that. Won't have to miss games and things like that, but they'll look after me through training. And, the body's feeling really good. And just those couple of days to freshen up, it does you a world of good. So, it's all going really well.
James, I know you look at your own dressing room rather than across the hall to the other one, but when you talk about, missing training or whatever, not games, were you surprised at the decision that Ben Hunt didn't play last night, that he was rested in what was a crucial game for the Dragons, for you as well, but for them, they had to win that game, and yet the key playmaker decided not to be there, or it was decided for him?
Yeah, look, I don't know the ins and outs of what's going on there. From a personal perspective, if I was in that situation, I'd be probably trying to play. But as I said, sometimes there's a lot more going on that, the people on the outside aren't aware of. So, I'm sure they're not silly and there would have been, a decent reason for it.
Jimmy, mate, you've been to a few clubs now. You've got the Midas touch. Super League at some stage, south of France, mate. Looks like you and those beautiful kids of yours. You'd love it there.
Yeah, well, they reckon the lifestyle's outstanding over there. So it's always been the goal to finish up and with a stint over there, and we've always sort of thought in terms of lifestyle, south of France would be a little bit better than the north of England. So whether it happens, immediately for next year, or whether we're looking at when our Penrith deal expires, it's definitely on the radar.
Some good tax rules over there as well, Jimmy, with the French. I'm sure you're aware of that. Just quickly, mate, you reckon Villiamé will fight that charge? How do you think the club will handle that? And Liam Martin, how far away is he?
I think Marto's pretty close. I think he's almost right for this week coming up, I'm guessing. That's not 100%, but I think he is. I think it's probably a lot similar to Carrick Sims, who obviously he got his charge downgraded, but he also, there was a bit of slight contact with the head. Billy had, there was no contact with the head or anything like that. And I thought it was a pretty ordinary call for him to actually be binned. So I'd like to think, I don't even know if he's been charged. Has he been charged?
Yeah, he's been charged. He got 200 points and he's got some loadings there as well.
Yeah, well, I think you definitely have to fight it because, as we said earlier, I don't think they're getting right the reason that rule was brought in at the moment. I think they, I don't know whether it needs to be explained to them a little bit better of why the rule's being reinforced, but it's my understanding, as I said, it's not those fun on collisions when you're engaging the line, but it's the sort of hits in the back once you sort of pass the ball and you're not aware of it coming.
I'm sure I heard you explaining it to the referees last night.
I tried, but they don't really like to listen every now and then. I think if they mess one up, they sort of just like to forget about it and don't like to be reminded about it.
Yeah, you helped Matt Dufty out with some advice too at some point. Which
oh, yeah. Oh, he did.
Hey, Jimmy, we saw some vision in the coverage of To'o before the game. He was doing this dance. It was like a kung fu style dancing. What's that all about? Is that his routine before every game? I saw Brian Fletcher even walking past thinking, what on earth is this bloke doing?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a different character, old Viz. He's a good laugh, and he's a really big fan of Bruce Lee. And that's like no G up. He's actually a really really big fan of him. So it might be the Bruce Lee coming out.
Hey Jimmy, last week obviously Cam Smith, his 400 games, mate. Any stories out there with Cam Smith? I mean, I know that you started down there, and if anyone could sort of take Cam Smith left to centre, I reckon you could.
Oh, mate, he used to be my gym partner because we were both weak ads, so we used to do weights together. But tell you what, mate, I suppose everyone sort of sees, mate, how it's, an amazing achievement to see a bloke, that plays so well. Like, I think he's probably won more games than most blokes play, not just playing them. He's had that much success, and then you throw in, he's probably had near 100 rep games on top of that, So it's extraordinary how the accountant's body holds up under all that rigour, but, somehow it does.
Yeah, extraordinary, as has been yours. It's so good to hear the hint that, we'd love to see you stay before you go overseas for as long as possible. Ryan Girdler is starting up a petition to make sure that happens. James Maloney, great to talk to you. Congratulations on the state of play with the Panthers.
Cheers, guys. Pleasure.
Here he is, Jimmy Maloney. Next, we are going to play Who Does He Play For? Second week in a row.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what are we playing for?
We're playing for, because last week it was...
I've got an idea. Food, ticket. Surely.
Food would be good.
I've got a salad here you guys can share.
I'm not a fan of salad, as you can see.
I've got something more basic than food. I have the only bottle of water we've been provided. The winner of Who Does He Play For gets the bottle of water. That is next. Saturday, Triple M, NRL.
Triple M Footy. Let's go! For Ream Hot Water.
Gerdler, Wendell Sala, Emma Lawrence. My name is Tony Squires. We're with you from the Sydney Cricket Ground. Kickoff, Roosters and the Knights at 3 o'clock. Maroon will be here to call that game. Stirler will join us around 2:30. We'll get his thoughts on what's happened so far this round. And, of course, looking ahead to what should be a great game of footy at 3 o'clock. Last week we played our first edition of this game, so we thought it went so well.
Who won?
Do it one more time.
Triple M NRLs. Does he play for?
The greatest game show in the
I love the music, Tane.
Rugby league.
Gets me going.
It's so good, isn't it?
Really good.
Hey, wait. Can you somebody get the big league away from
that's
Ryan?
That's my big league?
No. That's cheating.
Oh, I didn't want to be the one to point it
that's
out
cheating.
Because he yelled at me.
It's not
before.
Cheating. It's
close. Of course it's cheating. The game, for those who weren't here last week, the game is that I'm going to name for each of these people five players, and they have to tell me what club they play for. Now, they may only have played one NRL game, so they'll be slightly obscure. Others may not be as obscure. Well, you have
like last week where all of Dell's were regular first graders.
Oh, wow. Oh, Wingy. Wingy, wow.
Certainly Dell won last week, quite convincingly, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't want to
brag
about it. Yeah.
No. Emma, each week we find out more about you, and certainly one of the things is that you're a very, very competitive person, aren't you?
No. I just want to win.
And were you, by way of being a dobber at school?
Oh, no, I wasn't a dobber. Wasn't a dobber.
Well, you dobbed on Gerds just before.
Twice.
No, I didn't dob the second time.
And you just, oh, well, pointing's dobber.
Pointing. I was saying I love what you're wearing today.
Given that, let's be honest, the results weren't great last week in terms of your knowledge of players who may have only played one NRL game. Have this week, have you done a little bit of homework? Have you?
No.
I thought that was a one-off, so.
Did you?
Yeah. I honestly didn't think that'd make it for 2 weeks in a row. Hey, that's where we're at.
Here it is. All right, Wendell, because you are the defending champion,
sure.
I'm going to begin with you.
Okay.
I'm going to name these players' names. Tell me which club they play for. Oliver Clark.
Oliver Clark, Raiders.
Tigers. Harry Grant.
Oh, I know.
Great name.
Harry Grant.
Manly.
He's like an actor.
Storm.
Oh.
Not Cary Grant. Zero from two. JJ Collins.
Cowboys.
Raiders. Francis Molo.
Oh, no, Francis, yeah. Francis. Cowboys.
Cowboys is correct. You have one from four. And finally, Will Matthews.
Oh, Will Matthews.
I can't. You
Titans.
Can't ask
Titans,
that.
Two.
No. That's solid.
That's
two.
That's poor that is finish, very poor finish from
me. Yeah, they're two regular first graders.
No.
Yes, they are.
All right. Emma Lawrence, are you ready?
I am.
Chris Satay.
Is that Satay?
Oh, Warriors.
Correct. Cade Ellis.
Penrith.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that is a first grader.
Sam Williams.
Oh,
Raiders.
Correct. Josh Kerr.
He scored a try last
time. Yes.
Oh, please.
Tom Opatich.
Oh, please.
That is Cowboys.
Cowboys is correct. Five from five.
Give her five, and I don't need to do it.
Makes it very.
I can't beat her.
I have a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, if you do.
All right, good.
Yeah, this will be good. Okay.
You're on goods.
Yeah.
John Olive.
John Olive played for South. I'm not sure where he's at now.
No, the Bulldogs.
Okay. The half a point.
Reuben Cotter, not Reuben Carter. Reuben Cotter.
Reuben Cotter. He was a local junior in the Cowboys
correct.
System.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Sam Stone.
Sam's coming through the... And he's played a bit of first grade at the Eels, I believe.
Titans. Jamie Bure.
Oh, that's Raymond Stone. Hang on a second. There's Raymond Stone.
Tone. Oh, is there Raymond Stone? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I was talking about Sam Stone. Now I can see the confusion for you, but it's Sam Stone. So you still have... You have one from three. Jamie Bure.
Newcastle.
Exactly. And yeah. Lloyd Perrott.
Lloyd Perrott. He plays for Manly.
Correct. He does play for Manly. 3 points to you, but 5 points... Emma Lawrence, you get the bottle of water. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wish I...
There were a couple of easy ones, though.
I wish I got to my tiebreaker question. We'll get to your tiebreaker question, actually, in the next hour.
Let's see if the segment makes week three. Will we? That'll be the interesting part.
Can we do the tiebreaker now?
Yeah, okay, but you've got to use your names as your buzzers.
Okay.
Ready to go? 50 years ago, man landed on the moon today, 50 years ago. What was the first word spoken?
Leroy.
Yes, Leroy.
They couldn't speak because they all had their suits on.
Are you serious?
No, I don't know.
One small step for man. Yeah. A giant leap.
Well, that's not a word, Tony. Yeah. So one.
Oh, I didn't say one word.
You said one word. I thought it was
like one phrase. You would have said one phrase or a sentence. Reedy's, I would have got it.
Reedy's mail is next. Stirlo will join
this
us.
This game's crap.
Kick off. A good game coming up happily at 3 o'clock. Saturday, Triple M NRL.